7:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The countdown for the MA-8 launch is now at T-minus 5 minutes and counting. T-minus 5 minutes and counting. All elements of the MA-8 mission at this time are in a go condition. This is Mercury Control. This is Mercury Control. The count is T-minus 30 seconds and counting. This is Mercury Control. The count is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Backup started and running good. Give you a hack of 930.
Roger.
Oh, she's riding beautiful, dude.
Looks real fine from here.
930, okay, fuel is okay, oxygen okay. All systems appear to go and she's getting noisy.
6, 7, 6.
Astronaut Walter Chiron reports his fuel okay, his oxygen okay, and that the flight appears to be proceeding satisfactorily. Our observations here at Mercury Control, 1 minute and 25 seconds of flight. All systems are go. The trajectory is A-OK at this time. Astronaut Walter M. Chiron reports indications in his cockpit that we have staged properly. Our indications here in Mercury Control are that we have staged. The booster engines have been jettisoned. We have observed here in Mercury Control that the escape tower has been jettisoned. The pilot confirms his instrument indications tell him the escape tower has been jettisoned. All indications here at Mercury Control tell us that the flight is proceeding satisfactorily. The trajectory is A-OK. Walter Chiron reports all systems on board are green and go. This is Mercury Control. Sigma 7 spacecraft made contact with our Zanzibar Africa tracking station at 46 minutes after the hour. That's 7:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He is in voice contact with the station at Zanzibar at this time. He has been working on his suit temperature control and has just advised the Zanzibar station that, as far as he's concerned, everything is green on board the Sigma 7 spacecraft, indicating that he feels the mission is proceeding satisfactorily. He is, however, working on the suit temperature control. He indicates he's feeling quite comfortable, a little warm, but quite comfortable. This is Mercury Control. The time here at Cape Canaveral is 9:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Sigma 7 spacecraft made contact with our tracking station at Mubshay, Australia, at 9:39 a.m., and at that time, astronaut Wally Chiron advised the controller at Mubshay that all of his systems on board were green, as he put it. And at that time, he was also advised by the controller at Mubshay that the people of Perth, Australia, had turned on the city lights again, and he was asked if he could see them. This is Mercury Control. The Sigma 7 spacecraft is now flying high over the Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and the west coast of the United States.
Would you push your blood pressure stop button, Wally?
Roger. You don't have to ask me before, you have to tell me to stop. This is horrible.
I almost forgot. Aloha from Hawaii.
Oh, aloha.
This is Mercury Control. The Sigma 7 spacecraft was in contact with our California tracking station at 14 minutes after the hour. During the contact between astronaut Chiron and astronaut John Glenn, who is the controller at the California station, Chiron advised that he had a delightful report for John Glenn.
And a delightful report for one John Glenn. I do see fireflies.
Good boy. Incidentally, you have a go for the next orbit, in case you were wondering. Cape concurs with that one. Your retro sequence time for 4-1 is 043236, and Keith advises just proceed with normal flight plan. Looks like things are going fine.
Astronaut Wally Schirra has had the Sigma 7 spacecraft in drifting flight. He reported to the Mouché controller that his instruments indicate that he has 90% of his fuel supply, both automatic and manual. And this supply demonstrates some rather excellent fuel system management. He also reported that he has the suit temperature situation well under control and that he is very comfortable. One other very interesting fact has been reported to us in the last few minutes, and that is a report from the Indian Ocean ship down off the Straits of Madagascar. They indicate that they made a visual sighting of the Sigma 7 spacecraft as it passed over. They had it in sight for approximately 5 minutes. They report that it appeared to be almost as bright as the star Venus. During the pass over the Cape Canaveral area by the Sigma 7 and astronaut Wally Schirra, the voice contact was made initially with Capcom, astronaut Deke Slayton, as is normal. But then after a short exchange, our flight director, named Christopher Columbus Kraft, got an opportunity for the first time in our program to go direct into air ground voice communication with the pilot. The exchange between the two was very friendly and very constructive.
For your information, we're going to start calling you Venus. IOS visually sighted you on the last pass.
How about that?
Flight would like to talk to you now.
Okay.
Wally, we have some echo sighting data. You prepared to copy?
Just put my pencil away. Stand by. That should be fun, shouldn't it?
Roger. Doing a real good show up there, and I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
I hope so, Chris. I'm enjoying it.
Sigma 7, Cape Flight.
Okay, Flight.
We're ready to go into fast time if you are.
Let's get it.